Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver leads the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University, supported by checkoff monies from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Dr. Carver says the bar is high to do the very best job he can for today's wheat producer.
The key word here is comprehensive. We have a lot of things to deal with in Oklahoma from an agronomic standpoint, but also meet the quality demands. And I want us to be the best we can be in all those areas. I don't want to just be good at one of them. So
Those areas are
strength in the field and strength in the bakery. It's not good to me, it's not acceptable to me to be really good at one and so-so in another. We want to be good at all those because I think it's genetically possible. And, you know, plant breeding is one of those things is you get out of it what you put into it.
Dr. Carver interested in high-yielding wheat, but at the same time, high-quality milling and baking attributes to satisfy the end user. And his work is supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for today's wheat producer.
Well, cash cattle did not trade higher than what took place on Tuesday, but traders anticipated continued strong box beef prices would keep packers aggressive. Even though they're contracting cattle a couple of weeks out, it may take a few weeks for cattle supply to become current, but traders seem to believe this may take place over the next few weeks as slaughter slowly improves. Most business is done for the week with no change expected for cash. Box beef prices continue to show a bit of strength, up $2.11 for choice, select up $2.04. Cash hogs increased substantially again yesterday, with the National Direct Afternoon Report posting a gain of $4.09. This was on the heels of a gain of $4.08 on Tuesday. Very impressive and indicates strong demand by packers. Cutouts dropped about $8.26, showing strong consumer demand. As with beef, consumers are stocking up on pork due to some shortages seen in the retail meat case. Mixed trade overnight in wheat markets, with Chicago and Kansas City weaker, while Minneapolis spring wheat clings to small gains. Gains the previous two sessions in wheat have been nothing short of impressive in markets, which obviously gotten overdone to the downside from a technical standpoint. As we wrote about earlier this week, Chicago and Minneapolis had just come in contact with their 200-day moving averages, but have rallied away from that level nicely this week. Easier corn prices overnight following the surge in price yesterday, which saw the March contract take out resistance at 6.11 1/4. And doing so, March futures notched a higher high, flipping short and intermediate term trends up with the next resistance candidate of 6.17 3/4. Of the major ag contracts, corn still has the highest amount of fund length, with a position of 240,207 contracts net long. Firmer soy trade in the soy complex overnight as gains from the previous session are held. The complex enjoyed an impressive session the previous day, with March soybeans rallying back to 13.92 1/2. The futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022 at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. February live cattle up 87 cents, 138.55. April up 150 at 143.35. March feeder cattle up 20 cents, 165.62. April up 47, 170.05. February hogs up 70 cents, 82.30. Kansas City wheat, March up 27 1/4, $8. May was up 28 1/4 at 803 1/2. Chicago wheat, March up 27 1/2, 796 1/2. May up 28 3/4 at 799. March corn up 11 cents, 610 1/2, and May's up 11 cents, 611. March soybeans up 30 cents, 1391 1/4. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.